Time to consider. Make a list of things you should do that will cause your husband to feel your honor, respect, and reverence. These might be simple things like meeting him at the door when he comes home from work or reaching out to touch him in the car as you drive down the road. Practice what you've learned and make a commitment to do these things, come sunshine or storm. What have we learned? God created us to be helpmeets. We will find God's perfect will in our lives as we seek to be the helpmeets He designed us to be. A helpmeet is someone who helps another. Joy comes from the abundance of a thankful heart. Thankfulness is a result of being content with God's will. Control and dominance are masculine traits. A woman's calling is to be submissive and yielding to her husband. To do otherwise is sin. In order for us to know God's blessings, we must recognize, appreciate, and honor the chain of command that God has set into place. We wives are a picture of the bride of Christ. It is called the great mystery. This high calling should facilitate the molding of our lives into this picture. Our obedience in the role of helpmeet is not dependent on our husband's obedience to God. God has called us to reverence our husband. A woman who does not submit to honor her husband in this ministry of reverencing him is a creation of God out of order, out of place, and out of control. God defined your role when He said, "The head of the woman is the man." The man was put in charge before the woman was ever created. God explained His plan clearly when He said, "I will make him an helpmeet for him." God was making it crystal clear that a man is never to be his wife's helpmeet when He said, "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man." God even told us why a woman was never to be in authority or to think of herself spiritually more able than the man. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. When we thoroughly understand our role as helpmeets, begin to practice joy and thanksgiving in performing that role, and turn our hearts to reverencing our husbands, only then can we expect to experience a heavenly marriage.